Blog Talk Radio.
July 2nd, 2023. Mike Lanthony Norton here. The tags are Spotify, Katie Smirker. It's a good audio playlist on that for you music lovers. Guest call-in number is +1-563-999-3703. I hope the fires are out in Canada because it's raining all day here in Maine. It's not too far away. I hope they get some of the rain, too, to help with that. I've just got to chapter 21 of Charles Dickens' The Mystery of Edwin Drood. It was his last book, apparently. It's unfinished, but it was somewhere in the middle of reciting it where I felt like it was finished. It has been finished. And I didn't finish writing it. It's just Dickens. Charles Dickens. Total copyright infringement, if you ask me, an author. Some kind of wonderful. I'm not the only terrible conversationalist, see? He writes about terrible conversationalists in his story. And it can't possibly be me because he lived so long, much before me. +1-563-999-3703. I think God wrote this. It's Sunday. God must have written this book. I don't want to be a spoiler because apparently the critics in the front matter said the mystery is unsolved. They don't know who killed Edwin Drood, and they don't even know if Edwin Drood was killed. I think that's not the finish line, because I'm only on chapter 21, that the young lady killed him. She didn't want to be with him because she's in love with somebody else. And that's part of fun and joy of being an audience member. You know what the funny thing about waves is, since I was on that a little while ago? Have you ever swam in a wave machine pool? Those things are terrible. They're not anything like real natural waves. You ever gotten in one of those pools? And I'm not saying it's bad. More power to the people who designed it. They went and did that. They went and said, let's try to mimic the waves in a pool format. But you get in, it's a piece of junk. I'm not being critical of it. I'm just saying it's weird because there is a very simple way to explain the shape of the natural waves on our coastlines here on planet Earth. And that's my challenge to you, dear listeners, today in class, once we get back to class. What's the most simplest explanation as to why the waves are shaped like they are? Well, I've been thinking about going to Japan. I've applied twice now. Who's counting? And on a more serious note, there is, what do you call it, memorial history. Like if I go to D.C. and see a memorial, or to New York or L.A., or if I go to Memorial Junior High, if I go to Japan, I wonder how close they'll let me get to the Fukushima plant in Sendai. And I hope that if they want to get me really close, they do it so that I'm safely protected, like the lady in this Charles Dickens story in about chapter 21. She's frightened out of her boots. This man says, I'm madly in love with you. I'm madly in love with you, about something like that, paraphrasing here. Very dramatic scene, but it's all copyright infringement. Or Cleopatra's in there. Julius Caesar's in there. There are other things too. It's just been reciting it. It's a little bit overwhelming. I have only 280 pages. It's unfinished. I'm on page 247. How many other people are teaching this in schools? I just texted my friend Joe. I said, I wish the people who send out the invitations on Conan O'Brien for guests knew who I was. I could be a good guest for him on that show. And in exchange, offer a blanket CV resume to university professor jobs. The employable professor. And who's going to deny that Conan O'Brien's not on in Japan? Of course he's on in Japan. We have the web. Hey, honey, didn't the kids say that they're looking for a new professor at the university they're attending? Yeah, I think she did it. I think she killed him. And Edwin Drood might even be in the small bags he carries over to London. I just disembarked. Is that what you say when you get off the train? I disembarked the last chapter. They were talking about my Diana play. It's total copyright infringement. Talking to Katie Smirkar about doing it. I mean Holmes. Watson. Suffolk Island, Norfolk Island. I mean, you know what I mean? How could Mr. Grugius be talking about doing a Diana play with Katie Holmes in a Charles Dickens book and using doublespeak from an Orwell book? It's mishmash hollywash. It's past, it's Dickens' time, and it's present. It's like watching Dickensian on the television. All right, I guess no one's calling in. Canada, you can try. I don't think you have to dial the plus one. It's just 563-999-3703. I promise, I watch Canadian Bacon all the way through. My friends loved it. I never seen it. Bye. Have a good week.